K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer checking right back in on this midweek Wednesday here in Kansas City, Missouri, February 21st, 2024. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, free and available when we do side core content here on this Wednesday. This is the postcast major of K-State baseball. Not Major League Baseball, but K-State baseball. And last night out west in Tempe, Arizona, after taking two of three in the MLB Desert Invitational, K-State, ranked 24th in the country, could not rally back late against Arizona State as they lose 9-6. K-State had multiple opportunities late to, have you heard this before, complete the comeback a la men's basketball. But again, that's another conversation there on that. And oh, by the way, speaking of which, that's going to come out, the postcast of the results in the men's game from Monday night, probably tonight. This is going to be first thing, so hopefully I can get two posted episodes of this podcast here in the middle of Wednesday. But yeah, K-State leaving crucial men on base late there as well. Let's see, the ninth inning, they had a couple men on base there, including had to go ahead runs there on there as K-State could not come up with the hits needed there. Four runs into the final inning. Nick English had a sack fly there, put K-State even closer, but they left the bases loaded. Holy smokes. Left the bases loaded in the ninth inning as K-State could not come with the clutch hits to win this baseball game. And that's simply straightforward there as well. You cannot put yourself, I mean, yes, baseball is a weird game, but K-State, let's just look at the line here, folks. As Arizona State beats K-State, Arizona State, 9 hits, your winning team, 9 runs on 10 hits in an error in this game. K-State, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors, leaving the bases loaded in the ninth inning with a chance to really put Arizona State in the bind. K-State did strike first, got 2 in the first, added 1. They had a 3-0 lead going into the bottom of third, and Arizona State tied it right back up with 3 of their own. Then Arizona State took the lead, and it was tied again in the top of the fifth inning as K-State tied it. And Arizona State went ahead again, and then K-State tied it. This was a seesaw of a game, and then Arizona State getting runs in the seventh and eighth inning, 2 runs apiece in those frames, was a difference maker there. And K-State added 1 there, and had a chance to really put the clamps on Arizona State in the ninth inning. Could not do it there. As manager Pete Hughes says, quote, "We didn't play well to win this game." I'm paraphrasing. And he goes on to say, quote, "We had opportunities, but we left 11 men on base despite drawing 12 walks and stealing 6 bases. We only managed to score 6 runs out of that. The big hit avoided us tonight," end quote, as Arizona State goes, bumps up the 3-1 on the season already. K-State now 500 coming into the first homestand here. I will get to that probably later on this week. Yeah, so K-State now drops to 500, 2-2. Out west, Arizona State, home team, 3-1 this game. Time of the game, 3 hours and 3 minutes attendance. Woo! Over 2,600 plus attended the game at Phoenix Mooney Stadium there as well. The pitching frame in this game here. As I'm going down here, let's see if I can find it, actually. Yeah, so Owen Brennema, second start for K-State. Only did not get the full 5 innings needed there. Only got 4 2/3. 4 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. Walked 4, struck out 9. So the line for Owen could be a little deceiving in that. But yeah, so did not get the 5 innings there. Blake Dean pitched 2 more innings. Well, he got hit hard. 5 hits, All runs earned for him as well. 3 runs, a walk, 2 strikeouts, and Tyson Nabors off to a shaky start here in 2024. Pitched an inning in a third. He, too, gave a couple of runs. All of them earned. Pitched an inning. Walked one. He did strike out all 3 batters, but he looks a little bit shaky to begin 2024 there. And I'm just not making that up, folks. And out there, the top of the order, 1 through 5. Well, actually, 1 through 5 looked a little different with Jaden Loebner being a designated hitter for this game. No hits for him in his baseball game. The top of the order shut down as Brendan Jones, hitless. Chuck Ingram did reach on base, but he was hitless as well. Caitlin Culpepper went 2 for 3 in this baseball game there as well. So despite the top of the order, you know, not getting on base with the exception of Caitlin Culpepper and once from Jones, K-State still had 6 runs scored in this game. And when you get, and we have that opportunity, you just got to cash in on it. You got to cash in. College baseball is weird. I mean, we've seen some weird stuff. You've heard me. If you've been a long-time listener or you've been in and out of the Pro Punch Podcast, when it comes to K-State baseball, you've heard me say baseball is a weird sport, where that's college baseball, and particularly because of the momentum that, you know, a team can get from the offense, okay? So, man, not... It's 2-2 for K-State, 24th. You come in, 24th ranked in the country, and you get 2 runs out. You get 2 wins out of the deal. You get out of here 500. Now, I don't know what's ahead for them now. I'm about to... Well, actually, I better do this here first. It's the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer checking in on us Wednesday. Winning pitcher, Arizona State, Cornelius goes to 1-0. Blake Dean hinted the loss. He goes to 0-1, and Tiding gets the save for him. He is now... That was his first save of the season for them. So, next time for K-State baseball... Let's see if I can scroll here. Looks like we got 2 at Holy Cross beginning this weekend. Holy Cross opening the 2024 homestand for K-State baseball. We know how K-State baseball knows how to play at home. They're a different team, so I expect them by now. Of course, last year they had those costly losses at home, which you don't see very often from this baseball team under Pete Hughes. Well, they get it all kick-started this weekend against Holy Cross. Both these games will be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus. If you're in the Manhattan area, catch the game on 1350 K-Man AM. And, of course, that is 93.3, 93.7 on the FM side of that, as well as they get 2 against Holy Cross, and I believe, this weekend. And then if I look even more further down the line, the following weekend, UMass comes to town for a 3-game set as well. So, again, it's an opportunity to stack wins against... I mean, I don't know how good Holy Cross is. I don't even know how good UMass is as well. But when me and Alex will get together for a late call tomorrow night, we will discuss more baseball on a bonus edition of this podcast. So, be on the lookout for that as well. But, yeah, Arizona State holds off K-State Riley late in the 9th inning by the count of 9-6. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here for a few more minutes. And while I'm thinking about it, tonight, women's basketball takes center stage. Huge matchup for the conference, folks. And women's basketball, they take on West Virginia. And the standings ever so change as Oklahoma continues to put their distance on 3 of these teams, the women's side. We're talking women's basketball, okay? Oklahoma now has a 2-game lead over Texas. West Virginia and K-State. West Virginia and K-State play tonight. This is a big game for K-State. K-State's got to try to keep up with Texas, with Oklahoma. You can do that by beating West Virginia tonight, but it's not going to be an easy task. It's West Virginia, 22-3 overall. Kansas State, your Lady Wildcats, 22-4. So this looks like it's gonna be a good game tonight in Bramah's Coliseum. I'm pretty sure students, K-State Nation, Purple Nation, stand up, represent. y'all Wildcats as they try to keep pace with Oklahoma and try to stay in the thick of the regular season chase for the Big 12 title there as well. So this game, again, is bit critical. You mean you lost to Iowa State. That hurt. No question. Double overtime either last week or the week prior to that there as well. So this is going to be good. This is going to be an interesting stretch of games. You have Yoki back there, and I expect a good crowd tonight down over back in Manhattan, Kansas. So looking forward to this game tonight. There's, I think this game, let me see, check things here. Oh my. Let's see. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State here. Let me pull up the time of this game here. Let's see what we can do. Oh, there we go. So, all right. So this is what, that's what I thought. I just want to be sure. This is game 27 for K-State Women's Basketball. Jeff Mitty as the Lady Cats tonight, 22-4, 11-3 in Big 12 play, take on the West Virginia Lady Mountaineers at 22-3, 11-3 in the conference. Their 6:30 tip. Their Big 12 now, ESPN Plus will have it under Brian Smoller and Missy Heidrick. With the call, Sophie Smith will have the sideline reporting there, as well as serious history behind against West Virginia, 7-18. That goes without a notice there. K-State, oh, by the way, K-State, 10th in the country. Still, they've been hanging around the top 10 for the last couple of weeks now, or really since the last month, despite some heartbreaking losses, and they're still clinging to a top 10 ranking. West Virginia, 22nd in the country, as they try to come in Manhattan and steal the show. But K-State, more importantly, they need to try to keep up there, and they put a winning streak on the line for K-State women's basketball here. I believe they've won 16 straight in Manhattan. I'm trying not to jinx it, but I got to put it out there. But a win tonight will secure 12th Big 12 win in the conference for K-State. It'll be the most since 2007-08. If they can achieve that tonight, it's not going to be an easy task for them, but I think they're going to be up to the task. We're too deep in the season now to start doubting. but hey, you got to win these tough matchups. NCAA tournament, this is no question. We should an NCAA tournament team without a doubt, and they can play with anybody in the country. We've seen it all year, and I expect no difference tonight. Yoki, Serena Sundell, Gabby Gregory, by far. I guess UCF had her best game, I thought, of the season there. Is that the wake-up call that they need? I know Alex was on a few weeks ago. The last time we had him on, he talked about Gabby Gregory and not paraphrasing, not being the same Gabby as last year. And I've said that multiple times on the podcast as well. So if that's a jump, I mean, she's had some decent games, but not to the level that we saw last year. Obviously, that have maybe Yoki being out had the all season had something to do with it. I don't know, but we all know Gabby Gregory. Once she gets in the zone, she can go off at any time. And if she gets going, obviously Serena Sundell, let's not demise the rest of the starting squad. The Glenn Twins has been great all year. You have Serena Sundell's been playing on fire throughout this entire season, and Yoki League finally getting back. So, but Gabby Gregory can get going late in the season, like we know we should can, then this team is new heights for this basketball team. So, we'll see what happens tonight at 6:30 when West Virginia comes calling to Manhattan. Take on the 10th-ranked Kansas State Lady Wildcats. Of course, West Virginia, let's not forget, ranked 22nd in the country. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And get her podcast, our family, are free and available. Whenever we post content, I've been doing pretty good trying to keep things on a consistent. It's been a challenge so far, obviously, with the ongoing events, but trying to keep this train moving along and try to be a little bit more consistent here on our end of the podcast here. We will have Alex on late tomorrow night with a bonus edition of the podcast, and depending, I might have him on for an hour. We'll see what time permits there as well as we head for the weekend. But, yeah, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot to talk about, a lot of sports going on as we're getting out of the nitty-gritty late in the season for both men's and women's basketball. Hey, women's basketball can make another statement with another resume win tonight against, which is a three-way tie for second. Texas, West Virginia, K-State, three of those teams play tonight. Two of those teams play in the same game what we have down there in Manhattan, Kansas tonight. So hopefully that is the plan tonight or tomorrow to have Alex on late. I'll be coming back, but I'm going to have him on a call and get his thoughts on the latest on K-State sports. That's going to do it on this postcast bonus women's basketball edition of this podcast. K-State and the Diamond losing to Arizona State 9-6. I'll say it out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats.